It's spring 1970. You're just 22. In a house in South Kensington, you are being interviewed for a Gregory Award, facing a panel chaired by Philip Larkin. On your right is Ted Hughes. Two of the poets who have shaped your writing and shaped your idea of being a writer. But are you a writer? All you did was send in a handful of poems. Even when they gave you a major award with a letter saying many congratulations, to you that meant it had just been a lucky day, just as, on your way there, a gypsy woman gave you a sprig of white heather in Oxford Street. Two published collections later, you're with Tony Harrison in a pub in Settle. A little play you wrote for the National Theatre was performed a couple of years back. You're married with two small children, teaching literature at a university college, where Harrison will be reading that evening to an audience already half familiar with his poems. "Your writing has stalled," you say to him. "You need to be tough," he tells you, and by tough you assume he means resilient. On reflection, he was certainly right. But on further reflection, I and you might need more resilience than you imagined. One thing missing was a persona, perhaps still is. As a student living in Edinburgh, you almost became a Scottish poet by adoption. Based on writing style, subject matter, attitude, Larkin and Hughes both had strong individual personae. And for my generation, persona has come to mean region, accent, possibly ethnicity, traits which objectify you to the public. Tony Harrison's double persona, working class lad from Leeds, playwright on Broadway, clearly acted very much in his favour, while writers such as you and me, we are the ones who really do need resilience. It's 1986, and you are about to spend a year in California on a teaching exchange fellowship. New narratives, feminism. Adrienne Rich was a local poet and was its icon. Global warming are starting to replace the well-worn certainties. Years later, back in England, you will begin living with your children as a single parent, and your writing will reflect all of these experiences. And here you are now, still with no shared accent, no special mountain, no defining subject, no persona. Roy Fisher once said of his hometown, "Birmingham's what I think with." Could you or I have said the same about Northwich? Cheshire, perhaps? Yes, for a time. But you must have decided at some point, and rightly, not to tie yourself to it or think with it. Imaginatively, you have lived in so many places, and maybe this uprootedness is an advantage. Sartre wrote of the need to get beyond your own facticity, this job, this defining identity, this class background. He saw them as a retreat, a sort of refuge, sources of inspiration, yes, or a mask. Resilience means freedom to trust your imagination alone, so that writing becomes unfixed, fluid, even adventurous. And this freedom you have, both of us have. Because of it, we can still go anywhere, say anything.